rely, baby.
There we go.
Thank you, TJ. Now we're
rely, baby.
Okay, we're back again.
I just got that as backup.
I just, like I said, we just need TJ's whole intro, his whole dialogue. We'll just put him on a soundboard.
For sure, that makes it a lot easier.
AI TJ, you know, doing that these days. like we were talking about last night, they're making diss tracks with AI.
They're doing rap now. Yeah,
Drake's using AI. Everybody's using AI, dude. We can use TJ AI. We've got enough content these days for him. Check it. damn it, this song is gonna get us every time over here. All right, there it is. What is up, dude? What's up, Tom? How you doing,
man? Yeah, I was gonna say it's been a little bit since I've got to join. We had, you know, Wednesday off again. You were away, but Miss Monday, Miss Wednesday. You guys did a Wednesday live stream?
We did do a Wednesday live stream. Me and TJ did that, actually. And it was a lot of fun. A lot of less stress, too. You know, we didn't have to worry about, like, a Friday release schedule. We just kind of went and free-floated a little
bit.
No
editing?
We clickbait thumbnail over there. Shout out to Bitboy Crypto. People, we'll talk about it a little bit. People are hating on the thumbnail, the clickbait over there, but it was fun.
You know, it's like fun, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, other than that, we're just TJ showing up fashion related as always. I mean, hashtag blame TJ tonight. That means when he gets in here, everybody tell him just start spamming that over in chat right now. And yeah, TJ will owe you a giveaway. All right. You can blame TJ.
There you go.
Check it. He'll be here in a few minutes, maybe like 3-4. But we decided to go ahead and get started over here. Why not? It's Monday. Welcome to our F35 Live. If you guys are just joining us, this is our Monday live stream. We're here every Monday night from 9 p.m. Eastern, maybe 11 p.m. Eastern. I don't know. We're kind of getting a little more loose these days, huh?
Sometimes it's an hour and a half. Sometimes it's 2 hours and 15 minutes. I mean, it really just depends on kind of what's going on, I guess, how excited we are.
It's a matter of what we're talking about, too, right? Like,
exactly.
I don't know if you, I guess it's like a little sneak attack not over here. I know TJ's not quite on here, but we're kind of branding, rebranding a little bit for the bull run, huh?
I mean, just getting prepared for.
In the sense of.
We don't want to limit ourselves. If there's other stuff that's going on, it's exciting that we're getting involved in, because we always kind of share what we're doing. So if we see potential somewhere else, we're not going to limit ourselves there.
Yeah.
Why limit the show? Why limit the topics?
So yeah, if you notice the name change over here, you still got it in the banner. We'll update the banner one of these days. It's been long overdue for that. But you guys may know us from Cardano. We're not going anywhere with Cardano. That's not the case over here. We build a great community. There's awesome projects, awesome people. But when we got started on this journey, we were trading SafeMoon. We were on PancakeSwap. We were on the Binance Smart Chain. You know, we were a little bit of everything, and then fell in love with Cardano and NFTs. So as we kind of run, as we're going to talk about tonight, the halving 2024 is finally here. We're going to hopefully kick into this next bull run. Maybe we're in it. Maybe we aren't. Maybe it's just getting started. But either way, we're going to start covering a little bit broader topic list outside of maybe just not Cardano, but a little bit outside of some things that interest us. And tonight, runes is one of those things. I mean, if you guys have been living under a rock, even if you are solely focused in Cardano, you probably heard about runes, or at least the halving at minimum. So if you guys are kind of a little curious, maybe some of you guys are in our Mallard Alpha chat. Maybe you're in Blocks, the big BIG, but Jason's dropping some videos over there about it. And there's tons of other people inside the space that are doing it. So we're going to talk about some runes tonight and how maybe you can get involved, what it means. I was so confused and still kind of am. We're here to kind of walk through it together. Maybe you guys have been participating. If you haven't, go ahead and drop some stuff over in the comments. Be curious to know if you guys are playing around with this right now, or if you're just excited that we're into a new era or a new cycle starting up. But
I was gonna say, you've been playing around with it quite a bit, Tommy. Right now you've gotten, I guess it works because you're gonna tell us about it some tonight, but I've been seeing you and TJ even just in our group chat, you know, off off stream, off F35.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I've been having a lot of fun. I was like kind of, I was away for this past week. We were on our baby moon, as that's a thing these days. But yeah, we took some time away. I also had a wedding. So as I spent some time on the beach, just kind of relaxing, still kind of have my phone glued to me because I was like, damn, you know, there's some crazy stuff going on in crypto this week. So I was participating a little bit and got a chance to, I had a rune. And we'll talk about what that means. I sold it and then I bought it back in. And I'll let TJ kind of jump into this conversation here too. But TJ, so hey. Nice to see you.
We live, baby.
There it is.
I don't want to jump into the conversation.
You didn't want to jump in it?
Just kidding. That's what you're saying.
Right. Hey, dude, let's just turn it off. All right, guys. We'll try again next week.
Later.
Dude, you know what we need as like that fade transition. Just
that'd be perfect,
disappear.
Actually.
That's one thing StreamYard needs to improve upon, like transitions.
Transitions? Yeah. That would actually be fun, yeah.
Just, bye, guys. Go on, just poof, like a little cloud or something.
Fade away.
Yo, check it, TJ.
Check
it. What's up, dude? How you doing? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, boys.
You excited for another live stream?
Absolutely.
We were talking about how we did that Wednesday one last week. Well, no, 2 weeks ago. Shit.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah.
I like the ones now.
I'm a big fan of live streams. I think everybody is. It's just easier to do. It's more chill vibes. You get to interact.
Get
to interact.
Get more laid back. I do like that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And also get the viewer question and topics too. We can talk about what they want to tell us to talk about.
So mm-hmm.
Hear what they
have. Interacting. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I love it. One thing I didn't do over there was shout out to chat over here. We have some funny comments as we were coming in over there. DeFi FOMOFO, he said, first, yeah, you're technically first, dude. You nailed it tonight. Congrats over to you. DeFi FOMOFO with the first. Yeah, congrats, man. What up? Wannabe first over here. Shout out to Curly Knox jumping over there. Crypto Hands, ooh la la. Rez, dude, look at this. Chad just knows the deal over here. Rez, shout out to you, man. Fourth. I said TJ's running a few behind, so hashtag blame TJ. That's the giveaway. That's the giveaway tonight. I don't know what the giveaway is, if we're even going to have one, but blame TJ for it.
I'm sure we got something in there we can give away.
I think Tommy has a Runestone giveaway. Who knows?
No. Not doing that.
You're into the snapshot. You're good.
That's true, yeah. You can just sell it, right? Click $2,000. Eddie Z, what is up, man? We need a 5-minute countdown. We had a some sort of when we first started. Remember starting soon?
Yeah, then like, we did a countdown.
Way too long. Yeah, we did starting soon into a countdown with no music either. It was just dead silent. No check, it's no nothing.
Video game streamers.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, Ira family. What is up over there? No excuse. Blame TJ.
Blame TJ. Hashtag.
I was going to say. Oh, keep going. Nope. My bad.
Oh, no, you can go ahead. We can jump in. Shaxx, first off, what up? Okay, now back.
Oh, I was just trying to say, because we're still on that topic, when we do hit episode 100 here in like 2 episodes, we should, because we're not getting, it's not like it's monetized anyway, we should roll back into that, just one, just for the 100th, the original intro, the original music, just for nostalgia's sake.
Damn, I got to go dig back that back up in the archive.
Yeah,
we got copyright strike. We're like, oh no, we can't monetize anything. Little do we know we haven't monetized anything since we've been here.
No.
What up over there to J-Hub? Sorry, I was reading something else. But J-Hub, also shout out to you. Impala 64, Arrow Art, what is up? And who else we got over here in the chat? June James, what is going on? Rocking the clay PFP,
love it.
I like that. Love it. That's another one we need from it. He said giveaway rune. Absolutely not. I can give you like a fake rune, like a picture of it. Here's like use Beeple's thing right there. Oh, it's Jeff and Def. What is up? Love the
right
name.
Right click save
there.
On the rune.
Say that. I love the name.
Yep. Yeah. Right click save. I can save you a picture of it though. I'll inscribe my picture for you and then send it to you.
Would you really do that?
No, because it's going to cost me 30. It's going to cost me $30 anyway to do that.
Go
away. Right. Anyway, so jumping into tonight, TJ, we were giving a little intro to runes, but man, they were here. 2024 halvings happened, and with it, big new token standard that I don't think anybody really had seen coming. But we were talking ordinals last year, we got excited about them. TJ was pushing for them every week. He's like, why don't we just talk about these? And we're like, we're a Cardano podcast. We still talked about them,
yeah, but not as much as I ideally wanted to.
Yeah, and have we like stuck on that train, man?
Right,
been paying off well these days. Yeah, we missed a big opportunity, but we still had some fun. And like I said, TJ, me and you, we got some runes. We got stoned over there.
Stoned. I fumbled it.
TJ got stoned and sold it.
It was one of those things, though. Like, I guess I just took a page from Cardano. Like, I got airdropped something. I was like, I'm not losing value on this. I'm just selling it now. because I was afraid of the value of it going down.
We've been trained to paper hand everything over here.
Yeah.
There's no liquidity on this side.
So I was like, oh, 400 bucks, sweet, sell it.
All right. Hey, I mean, that's not a bad flip. Can't ever argue with free money.
I was going to say, yeah.
Free money. I didn't pay anything for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, so runes, I know a lot of people, myself included, when I first started talking about it, we were talking about like pre-runes, like what does runes mean? And I honestly had no clue. I was like in the dark about it. And then finally, after doing a little bit of research, forced myself to learn a little bit more about it, kind of started to understand it. Do you guys, wrap your head around it yet? No?
Okay. I wanted you to teach me tonight because you said you were actually buying some tokens this weekend. I haven't, you know, done any research yet on. I've seen it, of course, in the timeline, but I just haven't really done enough research to actually get in myself.
Yeah. I pulled up enough when I got back from your text, like from your group chat, to like look at it and was like, oh, do I need to jump in and buy it now? And I was like, I'll wait till I can talk to Tommy and then talk to you for another week.
Yeah, no, it was probably a good thing you didn't listen to me, because outside of buying back my rune, rune stone, that was the only good thing I probably did in this time frame, because everything's just so crazy. But yeah, for everybody who's wondering what runes are, you know, kind of like in the dark a little bit, they see these little rock, black images right there, little stones with some little crazy markings on them. Luminex over there, which also is a good launch pad where you can mint runes, actually. They did this little like 101 for you guys. What is runes? Coming up into the Bitcoin halving. So if you guys are familiar with ordinals, ordinals pretty much brought NFTs in a sense, or, you know, basically images, data, anything into Bitcoin, right? You were able to split one Bitcoin into, what is it, a million Satoshis? Still, I don't know. It's a million, 10 million, one of those two. I think it's a million. Anyway, yeah, you break it into a million Satoshis, and each of those little Satoshis or sats were able to inscribe data on them, which people were able to do music, they're able to do pictures, videos, but not too much as far as like the quality goes, right? Like the file size, the larger the file size, the more expensive it was to actually inscribe on there. So that's when ordinals became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this was all done by Casey Rodmar, was the founder of Ordinals, who was able to like basically, I don't know, code this, make this happen over there. And the reason this was significant here is that at the halving, he found a way to do a new token standard and called it runes, essentially. So it was created by the same guy who did Ordinals, the original Ordinals.
That's wild.
So currently, Bitcoin has a BRC20 standard right now, which is very similar to like Ethereum, where like if you had, there's tokens, but you couldn't like split your tokens up into a bunch of different little things. It was like a bulk sum. It was minted like an ordinal, and you had to list it like an ordinal, kind of.
You can actually click on Luminex right from your Exodus wallet too.
Yep. Yeah,
I just saw it now. I clicked on it and went to the website. I didn't know that. Yeah. I do find it interesting, or coincidental, I'll call it, that they are calling it runes, and Malware had that like a while way before that, and they also, their soul shard looks very similar to the rune stone.
It looks very similarities
similar. Are just pretty wild to me,
dude. But Cardano was ahead of his time over there, and we'll talk Malware here in a bit about that. But basically what they are talking about is, they said, what's runes? Runes are fungible tokens released on Bitcoin through the rune protocol created by Casey, the creator of the Ordinals protocol. Unlike BRC20s, runes are not dependent on Ordinals, and their balances are held by UTXOs, exactly like Bitcoin. UTXO, that's a familiar word over here for us on Cardano. Unspent transaction output. Remember that, TJ?
Except we have
the EUTXO over here, which is unique. But basically what this allows you to do is split up your transaction or your sats into multiple transactions and split these. And so basically allow, you know, you got 10,000 tokens. You can split those up into different UTXOs to create different, you know, basically sell them off, not all in one giant bulky transaction. And this was more like optimal for token management, and people were like, okay, well, that's interesting. What about pre-runes? I've seen what pre-runes, like if you guys are over on Magic Eden, you might have seen over on the Bitcoin page, this pre-runes tab right here. You're like, I have no clue what that means. You know, I've been looking at it. Magic Eden has this little over here, but pre-runes is projects that were released as ordinals and IOUs for Rune tokens. So basically, they'd be allocated upon the Rune protocol launch. So you made an NFT, they airdrop you these runes, or they exchange them somehow. And those were the pre-Runes projects prior to the April 19th. They're having Runes protocol launch. Okay. And so that was, and like, it's just, that's kind of like the Runes overview. That make a little more sense?
So they're basically calling runes like meme coins, essentially, or meme coins runes on Bitcoin.
What's that?
So they're basically calling meme coins runes on Bitcoin. Is
that right? Yeah. Yeah, shit coins, meme coins, and tokens. Yeah. It's a new token standard, right?
Yeah.
Essentially what it is. You can create fungible tokens over on Bitcoin. That's what runes are. And it's called runes. So pre-runes were prior to the runes protocol going live. Simple as that.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I got you. That makes a lot more sense now.
There were some good articles on this, basically kind of explaining it, why it's a good, you know, you can get into these. I'll link these over here just so you guys, if you want to have a good little read. No. Not going to do that. Is it 100 million sats for BTC? Or is it a million? Either way, DeFi. I know it's a lot. It basically was able to split a Bitcoin into a lot of Satoshis. I can't remember what it is. Yeah, Demo is definitely the OG Rune Master. 100%. Don't get enough credit. Correct. Yes, Chef of Devs. Runes is a protocol. It is not a token. It allows... Think of it... I don't know, maybe not in the sense of like a hard fork, but in a sense that it's enabled, it's a new protocol that enables a new token standard that allows fungible tokens on Bitcoin is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm
on board now. I got you.
Makes sense. It is confusing, right?
When they say runes, they make it sound like that's the ticker, right? They just keep saying runes, runes, runes. People think, oh, I got to buy the runes token.
Right. And basically, it says runes introduces a new token standard on Bitcoin layer one, which improves the current fungible token standards on Bitcoin, which are currently BRC or were currently BRC20s. They're more efficient by utilizing UTXO based design. So like we said, you're able to split up your transactions and manage your stuff a lot easier. Instead of like, say you got in on the token really early, or you bought a shitload of it and you wanted to offload it and sell it. What if you just had so much of it that there was like really no buyers to just buy it all in bulk, like a mass transaction, right? You just want, say you wanted to sell like half of it, you know, I want to sell half of it, take my profits, the other thing I'm going to hold on to. Well, with BRC20s, that wasn't really possible. There were workarounds, I think, to do stuff like that. Like people who are really smart with their way, there was like certain dApps and things like that that were created that you can mess around with it. But to like the average person, it was like not easy to do.
Yeah. For us dummies.
Yep. So, but anyway, yeah, that's essentially what it is. So if you guys want to read about that, you can go ahead and read about that. But they talk about like the opportunity here too with this, of like how much volume, right? No, that's not what I wanted to see. There we go. About the actual like market cap when it comes to fungible tokens. And if you look at Ethereum, right, like Bitcoin always holds dominance as far as billions of, you know, market cap, right? They're in the trillions, 1.2 trillion versus Ethereum. At 378 billion, right? But their fungible token cap, which like their DeFi stuff, was actually more, obviously more than Ethereum's actual market cap itself, like the actual token. But there's obviously a ton of trading activity going on over here. Solana, we talked about Solana, which we're going to talk about Solana. Shout out to Wednesday. You guys will, I guess, we'll announce that a little later.
Make peak, yeah, there you go.
Yeah. But if you look at it, right, there was like 0.6 billion worth of DeFi-ish type of stuff trading over here on Bitcoin. Now this protocol becomes enabled. I mean, you look at that huge, huge difference here. People are obviously looking at this like this is going to catch up and surpass Ethereum, no problem, at some point, as soon as these dApps and things get optimized over here and it becomes easier to trade. It's like when Ordinals first got in order. Or when Ordinals were out in Stride, you had to like send off two different transactions. It was like super sketchy. And now, like, they do mints right on like Magic Eden, you connect wallets. It was so much, you know, it's evolved a lot over a year.
Cardano, when we first started, too. I mean, you know, there those early days, you were sent into a random address on Discord.
Yep. So, I mean, you look at it, and that's why people obviously are excited about this, because it means new money flowing into the OG blockchain, Bitcoin, right? Why settle on anything else when you can just go use Bitcoin? Although we've seen some of the early problems that are arising because of this, meaning how early we are when it comes to the technology over here. And also why the EUTXO model over on Cardano is such a good thing. It makes you realize, like, wow, like, it, you know, they were able to evolve upon that. You know, shout out to us, where we can send, you know, 1,000 different tokens all at once in one transaction with minimal fees over here on Cardano. Bitcoin, that just don't happen right now. You're going to pay a shitload of money in gas.
Well, I just think, too, that it's not, doesn't seem that easy to use yet. Like you said, it's not optimized or polished because it's literally brand new, what, like two, three days old. So I think more and more people, once they figure out how to do it and use it, you're going to see that number just continue to go up.
Well, I think the money is, it's clear, like, the money is on Bitcoin, right? Yeah. Like, that's not no lie. It's the first OG blockchain. Everything follows Bitcoin. So it would make sense that if this protocol goes live and you're able to transact in this way and do DeFi on Bitcoin, of course, there's going to be money that flows into it. So although Solana is lightning fast compared to it and so much easier as far as transaction fees go, layer twos make it easier on Ethereum to go ahead and trade. Cardano is 10 times easier to do. But like I said, the volume's here. So outside of that, the halving happens, right? And... Okay. Mm-hmm. Right when that happens, Runes goes live, and there were a lot of these pre-Runes projects over here, collections over here on Magic Eden. You could have seen them.
J-Hub.
What do you say?
So how am I getting rich? That's a good question.
It's a tough question, man. It's real. So I guess my easiest advice, and this is not some really not financial advice, it's some fun advice over here for you guys from the Fafa, as we like to say it. But there's no easy way to get rich, although... If you participate and stay active and engaged into what's going on, you'll be ahead of most.
Yes.
If you just participate, that's what we'll talk about here with Runestone, and you were part of the ecosystem in the first year, you got rewarded very heavily over here by getting awarded one of these Runestones. And when we look at these pre-Runes projects over here, really what got everybody really excited was this Runestone project, where I don't know if you guys know a guy named Leonidas over here on Twitter, but he's a very big presence over on Twitter inside of crypto, building ord.io over here. But back on, March 3rd over there, they minted the largest Bitcoin block in history, inscribed the largest inscription ever over here with this Runestone that you guys are seeing, which is part of this image, and you've probably seen it all over ordinals or runes over here in the last few weeks. One of the most like crisp images too, which he actually used like some like real famous like marble sculptor to create this, a real life artist.
Marble sculptor?
Yep, I don't know marble sculptors, but apparently I've seen it. I can go back and look at it. Yeah, sure. The modern day
Michelangelo?
Yeah, could be. all right, we're gonna keep going. Keep the Master Splinter.
Shredder?
Stop. So if you guys were using ordinals at all, are you interacting with it all? If you had a wallet, you had an Xverse wallet, if you had an ordinals wallet, if you had one of these that
damn you, Tommy, we could have got two of them if we minted more ordinals, if you let us talk about it more.
I know, we done messed up, TJ. But basically you woke up and one of these were in your wallet. And these went up to a like 0.91 floor or something like that. When we looked at them a few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago on the live stream. Mm-hmm. 0.91. So they're almost worth like $7,000. And there's 112,000 of these things. Totally decentralized drop. No, there was no, if you got allocated one for holding three inscriptions of certain, like a massive amount of collections over there. So if you used it up like during that first year and held at least three inscriptions in your wallet, from, you know, just basically most collections, then some that weren't even like top collections at all, you were airdropped this. So it was a fairly distributed token or ordinal, and with that, people obviously were excited. And what was crazy to me was that there was 112,000 something of these and change. Only one, it was like 1%, 1.5% were listed. Only 1.4K were listed out of 112,000. And the floor shot out to almost $7,000.
Well, what's crazy to me too is that, like, I think these still are going to hold value for, I don't say forever, but for a long time, people are going to hold these up as a standard of giving airdrops to first, in my opinion. I feel like this community is not going to die out after these the three airdrop tokens. I think it's still going to continue to grow in value.
Oh, 100%. I think a lot of these are going to do that. And Jackson, you make a good point over here too. And I'm still playing catch up on a lot of the backstory to these, because Runestone really was what made a lot of this stuff popular. But RSIC, like he said, was they paved the way before Runestones, and they were the first to actually airdrop runes to holders, which is true right now. If you guys had one of these RSIC boosts over here, which these shot up to a crazy little price, so it's easier to look at these in USD value over here. Where did they go? Oh, those actually dropped really hard. But they did airdrop you a bunch of... Oh, sorry, here it is. RSIC meta protocol. Sorry, 2.7K, still floor right now. I want to say, was there 21,000 of these ones? Yes, 21,000 of these that were fully airdropped, decentralized kind of way as well. I forget what was the requirement, if you know, Jackson, over there, what the requirement was, where people had held these and got airdropped these. Was that also from holding... Pixel Pepes? What was the first airdrop? Pixel Pepes?
Or was it the frog? Was it the frogs or Pepes?
It was what was the first airdrop? It was the very first airdrop on Ordinals that Ethan had it, and there's a couple of them.
I think it was Bitcoin Frog. I don't think he had a Pixel Pepe. I think it was a frog.
No, but Pixel Pepe was the first airdrop.
The airdrop, yeah.
Like the actual first airdrop ever. It was like 1,400 or 1,500 of them.
Was it? I don't remember now. Maybe it was.
Yes. Yes. Dude, I don't know. Oh, I'm on Bitcoin right now. I'm like, what are we talking about? There you go, Pixel Pepes. Yeah, these were the very first airdrop over there, and I missed out on these. I forgot what did you guys hold? Was it just minting something on Ordinals wallet that got these? I believe something I like that.
So. Yeah, it was just minting anything on Ordinals.
And I don't know why I didn't do that, but I didn't get one of these. But I can't remember if that was how RSIC stuff got airdropped over there. I still think those are a decent play right there. Anyway,
J-Hub, you had three minted ordinals from specific communities, Mallard being one of them, I believe, and then two other ones on the list.
Was Mallard on that?
I thought they were.
I mean, there was a bunch of random shit.
I'm pretty sure they were, because I only minted like four or five projects, and I got airdropped one.
Yeah, I held Mallard Order. I held I don't know what else I held.
I had Bow Bros. I had.
I didn't know you got that far into it, TJ.
I had monochromes from shout out to Beyond Rockets.
Monochromes I had. I had Bit Pepe. I had Bow Bros. What else did I have? I don't remember now.
Yeah, okay. Bitcoin Frogs.
Pixel Memes I had. I got into that. I had the Ramellos. I bought those.
Did you?
Bitcoin Ramello Babies. Yeah, I got into it.
Damn, dude. Well, you know what one that drives me nuts is this one, where I had two of these at like $300 and I sold them off for like, I don't know, like $500.
Well, your bit dogs are at 330 floor now.
So what, you wish you would have kept one instead and gotten the drop is what you're saying?
So this is where I guess when people talk about like what's the play on ordinals or runes and stuff like this, it's just kind of like buying in. And if you're not like an everyday trader or stuff like that, just kind of hang on.
Yep.
Just hang on, because you get airdropped like crazy rewards. Like you said, like Jackson was saying, like 21,000 RSICs were dropped to Puppets, Frogs, Node Monkeys, and OMB holders. And that was just one collection that was worth a few $1,000. But if you got a Bitcoin Frog or something like that, there's a lot of whitelists that got you in. You were one of like the OG 10K collections. These shot up to like, I don't know, like $5,000 each floor for these. You potentially could have got a runestone out of it. Like, there was so much value just by hanging on to this stuff.
Yep.
And I think that's one thing that I'm learning a tough lesson on. And Prometheans, another one that was airdropped as well, that if you look at the floor right now, 4.2K at the moment.
Strong communities, too, push these forward. Like, Bitcoin communities, they're like, if they're a good community,
they're going to make money, and they got money.
Yeah, so they're going to push that narrative forward to increase the value of their own bag. So they have some whales over there for sure.
Well, they steal it. I mean, say, look at the market cap between different blockchains. Like the Ordinal stuff, Rune Pups was another one that airdropped their Pups token to people. And dude, there was stupid money in airdrops from them.
Absolutely.
So there's a reason why a lot of these pre-rune stuff right now are still holding pretty good floor prices, is because there's still stuff to be airdropped or sent over like an exchange back and forth. And some of these, like I said, I don't know all of them. I'm learning about a lot of them right now. If you guys got some good ones to kind of take a look at, let us know.
I think even those early inscription numbers, whatever the project may be, like those are going to be worth a lot of money, in my opinion, not financial advice, of course, or hold their value or increase their value as time goes on, because that's under a million. Like Malador, for example, their range is from 151,000 to 172,000. That's wild to what the inscriptions are now.
It is. And the thing is, they need to be active in these communities. Or what's interesting is the people who had the foresight to inscribe early on. TJ, I know you just participated in this, and people may know from the Cardano side, Bourbon, but he jumped over, he made the switch early on to the Clay Collective over there and basically took Ada Knots into Ordinals. And a lot of people made a lot of money doing that.
Yeah.
But even he did a drop. He inscribed these last summer, a 10K collection.
For free on Bitcoin, by the way.
Yeah, and he launched these, which actually had a fun little interactive website I couldn't get into because it was broken. For me, too much traffic, but
how do you know it's fun?
I actually got to play around with it before it broke. And you could like make your own basically Ada Knot or Satoshi Knot.
I made mine,
it was on Twitter, yeah,
yeah. But anyway, you know, this is just an example of you know, some people early on who jumped into this stuff and they say, hey, look, my vision's better on this blockchain, it's the original blockchain, it's the artwork, and I mean, people are gonna have their opinions on that. I mean, Cardano, I mean, that's a whole different topic, but. Just using that as an example of a recent mint that happened.
Chef of Def asks, where's a good starting point to learn more about runes and ordinal projects? Honestly, there's a guy in the Cardano community named Money Mike. He's heavily into ordinals. He's also part of Mallet Order, the ordinals chat in Mallet Order. They talk quite a bit about any question you might have about ordinals and Bitcoin.
I'll give you a guy to follow, dude. Here's a guy right now that I follow over here because I love the recaps that he does. You know, if you can see my screen,
Jern,
you can see it,
dude. This guy, go follow this guy here. I'll give you his Twitter, because what he does is gives you an update every 24 hours of what happened in ordinals or Bitcoin or runes or whatever. But every 24 hours, he goes, what happened in the last 24 hours in the ordinals ecosystem? And he goes through a whole list of threads of like TLDR, all these different listings, like one of the recent runes listed on Gate.io over here. Binance teases listing on runes. This guy, go follow this guy. He'll tell you a list of other people to go follow, which are great as well. And he'll keep you up to date on all these projects. So 100% recommend finding this guy because he always keeps me in the loop on what the hell happened every single day to day to day. And he's doing it. But yeah, if you look at it right here too, he'll tell you the floor prices of different projects, and then it'll be like, go follow these people on some of the different things. So definitely go check this guy out. This is my, like, every day I'll just kind of like browse and go, oh, if I miss something, then great. The other thing is too, is you start following these different people that they, you know, just your algorithm changes over on Twitter a little bit. Yep. And then you'll start noticing more posts from other people. But this is a good one to get started with. And there's tons of other people I'm sure you could go recommend. Leonidas is another one, at least as far as the ecosystem goes. People love and hate him, but he's definitely a good person to go ahead and kind of keep an eye on what they've got going on. So to kind of wrap this little story up, right, before a halving happens, and the big thing that was happening at that point in time was everybody was going to mint a rune. It's to etch it or create it. Some people were creating personal nodes to do this, running their own personal nodes to etch these things. And essentially what you had to do is really just pay an ungodly amount of money in gas fees to push your transaction up to be one of the first ones to do that. The founder, Casey, hard-coded number zero uncommon goods to be number zero when he launched it. So this was always number zero. And after that, it was a race to see who would be like the top, you know, first runes that on the actual blockchain itself.
That's wild.
And so the one from Runestone, which was that guy, Casey, or Leonidas, they did like a GoFundMe, kind of raise it up for the fees. I forget, he raised like $180,000+. They ended up getting number three over here.
That's crazy.
Decentralized is number two, and then this Fihu one was like a controversial one because there was like somebody claiming to have it, and then there was a different protocol called like Fihu something that I don't know. They were alluding like they were the ones who did it, but it was somebody else. I don't know. And then from there on out, there was a bunch of other ones like Meme Economics. There's RSIC right there. There's a ton of these, but this is the format of what it looks like. You're usually used to like a little like dollar sign symbol, and then the token name. Here it's like these little like dots in between like the spaces, and you can see, you know, what this was the first 9 or 10 of them that launched right here.
I've seen this post before. I didn't understand it, honestly.
You don't understand what it meant, like the first like ones that were basically the first ones that were ever created. Although I don't know the significance of like how important this is, because if you think about like on like Solana, on like Ethereum and stuff, it's like, hey, we were one of the first ones to ever get on here.
And that's like, how I feel. That's why I said I didn't really understand it, because like I couldn't tell you what the first one on a meme coin was ever created. I couldn't tell you that at all, because there's a new one made every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And that's and I mean I think this narrative is being pushed now. But we're still in like such early territory that who knows? I mean, I mean maybe there's some historical like significance to this. And you've seen some of these with decent tickers like Satoshi Nakamoto over here. That one has been doing really well. Meme Economics has been doing well. Some of these are getting picked up on like Gate.io, like you said, with others starting to go that way. RSIC, like he was saying, Jackson earlier was one of the first ones of those projects, pre-runes, to drop their tokens to people. And then from there, like the dog go to the moon, right? That, you know, Leonidas is pushing the hell out of that one over here to Snapshot for Rune Holders, which
that's one of my favorite names. Like, I just got it before you.
Dog go to the moon.
I love that. It's just, it's so, I mean, it's very stupid, but it's just so memey. Yeah. Like, it's just funny. It's just, it's one that's almost like, damn, it's almost like just so much fun to just say on Twitter.
Dog,
this is all you're talking about.
You would have liked Cat with Hat. Dude, that was one on Solana.
No, like, it's like Chef of Death, you know what I mean? It just kind of got those vibes to it.
You know which one Tom might like is the Wanko Mankas over there. Well, so I'll show you what Wanko Mankas in a sec. I don't know if we can actually show that.
Can we show that?
I don't know if you're allowed to.
Amy, can we show that one?
That some furry action over there, but. But dude, they were like, that was the founder of that guy, Casey, made it. It was like he like endorsed it or something. And that's why that thing's being listed right now. But anyway, that was just a little backstory. Today, this is right before we jumped on over here from War.io. It's at the top 10 runes by market cap over here, which RSIC, like I said, are already out there. $306 million so far. So we're waiting. And we'll see like who hits that first $1 billion market cap as far as like a fungible token over on Bitcoin. And it's going to be probably one of those early ones that get in there. Yeah, we get that Wanko Manko runes right there, 44 million. They're jumping. I saw Clark, shout out to Clark over there. The ticker is Elsa, was one of the first like ones that jumped in.
Was it frozen?
Yeah, it was frozen in there. There's a ton of these. I'm sure there's going to be more of these that obviously get pushed. But these are like some of the first ones. And it's interesting because you're not like, I don't know, I never was early enough to DeFi, especially on Ethereum or other blockchains, to see like what some of the first like meme coins were on a blockchain. Like what kind of creative stuff could be like, you know, people came up with, or what like reuse stuff.
We were still on SafeMoon, which is in its own way a meme coin, but yeah, exactly. We missed out on some of those like really early ones that were just like,
yeah,
printing money.
Yeah,
and these in a way are, but you're also can get absolutely wrecked right now. So if you guys aren't familiar with how to access these, right? We talked about minting them over here on Luminex. Which we saw over here. So if you go to, you know, I'll link this over in chat for you guys as well. If you guys wanted to go to Luminex, you could go to their page and mint some runes. This kind of shows you what runes have minted out, which ones are still kind of going.
Every time you say that, I just think of Harry Potter.
What?
Luminex.
Luminex. New Ngadi and Luminex.
Well, he says Luminex, like light the street up shit.
Look at this, dude. I got a front run over here. So we'll talk about that. Someone did make this one, and I bought into it, thinking I was like early on to it. Casey's mom, which is like the founder, Casey. Casey's mom has got it going on. Oh, that was a good one.
That's really funny.
Dumb, but good.
It's like Charmander NFT.
Yes. Yeah, it's like my like 35 or Well, that's a great song, but most people are like, you're stupid. But anyway, yeah, you can go over here and you can mint these things. The Uncommon Goods, which was the zero etched one created by Casey over here, it's in like open mint up until the next halving, I think it is. So there's no need to do it right now because the mempool like fees are still crazy. So you might as well wait for these to like die down after like months, a year, whatever it is, and then you can mint these.
So wait, what does that mean when it says 0%? I didn't understand. What'd you say?
0%?
Well, it says 0%, 14,000 penny. What is what do you say that means?
This one, this is like an unlimited mint, open mint right now on this one. There's not like set. This one is.
It's not now, I gotcha.
Yeah, this one is. So like pre-mine means, I guess, like the how much the team is holding back. You got to watch that too. Like, you know, think about a meme coin, like the team allocations, like 50%. You're like, eh, I don't think I'm going to mint that because that guy's going to dump that on my head. So when you're kind of looking at these, you need to look at like the pre-mine stat of how much stuff is pre-mine. Kind of look at how many transactions are pending. You know, has it got a good ticker? Is there anything on Twitter that's like, or X that's like trending with it? And then you could go in here and actually mint it. And then you could like drag this little, you know, little toggle right here, choose how much you want to mint. You could choose your sats. Like, I don't know what the mempool is right now. I don't know what fees actually are at the moment, but mempool.space is a good way to go ahead and check the sat fees to see how expensive it is for gas at the moment. So right now, if you wanted to push your transaction to through within like 10 minutes, you need to be paying a minimum of at least like 18, 19 bucks to kind of push yourself through. So this is always a good thing to do prior to minting anything, because there's also a way to get front ran and also sniped your transactions over here, which is not, we don't know that over on Cardano really. But you think about it, right? Like, hey, it's open right now. I got an open mint. I sent my transaction in and I'm waiting for it to confirm. It should be mine, right? Not on Bitcoin, not on Ethereum, not on those where people can call front run you. So I tried minting one the other day. I don't know why it was popping at that time. The baked Bitcoins had like a little bread. I don't know why I was just trying to mint anything. I spent like 30 bucks in gas, and then all of a sudden it started to catch on for a little bit, and the fees jumped up to like 100 bucks or something like that. And mine eventually confirmed, but the project had then minted out all the stuff at that time. So there was nothing left to get. The miner took the fee because the transaction confirmed. They didn't have anything to give me. I got front ran and walked away with nothing, but they walked away with my Bitcoin. I've seen people do that, especially on some of these competitive ones right now, where people are getting absolutely wrecked, where they're spending a couple $1,000 to I want to spend like, you know, mint 20 of this new thing. I spend, you know, a couple $1,000 and then somebody front runs me.
And then you just lose the money completely.
And you just lose the money.
That's what we used to laugh at Ethereum early on for. We were like, oh, this is such a stupid system that they have that it works this way. But I mean, like, when people are, you got to risk it for the biscuit sometimes. When people are making the money they're making, they still go for it. They're not here like, oh, does this make sense for long-term sustainability? Obviously not. They're just like, I don't care about that. I'm here to make money right now. I'm not missing out.
And they're not going for the 2x. They're going for the 10 to 100x.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be worth the risk. And yeah, they're going for the big one.
Yep. So it's important to also like know how the blockchain moves and how things can get out of hand real quick. And also, well, just like what you're looking at, like, right? Like, should I be putting like high priority on my stuff if this isn't a high priority transaction, right? If this is something that I don't need right now and I have no risk of worrying about it selling out, I could put a $2 or a $16 thing over there and it could take a day or two or 3 days or 4 days to confirm, but it'll eventually go through and I'll get whatever it is that I get versus something that like I need now, it's minting, or I'm gonna automatically need to adjust my sat value over here. So it's good to know that. But if you get, if you see something too when you submit a transaction, it'll kind of tell you once you click the transaction link, it'll take you right here and it'll show you kind of where you're estimated to get your block in to confirm your transaction. And if you notice that it's just getting hung up even though you're at the front of the line, you may be getting front run. Because there's also people, and this is this one's really scary to me, which is also like I don't know if you guys have seen this one yet. Magistat. Not magic stat. Sorry, I put an extra. We'll see. I like this. Yeah, let's see. There you go. This one actually helped me split my rare sats that had some rare sats in my wallet, and helped I like put them all into one like UTXO, And this website here helps me split my UTXOs away from that. So I took away all the little rare sat like Satoshis. Like some of them are inscribed early on, like back in like 2011 on like the pizza day of Bitcoin. There's like, oh, there's a whole thing for this. There's a whole other world of like rare sats. Like these are like, they have all these different names and what they mean. And but anyway, you can see there's like a market just for the Satoshis, your actual sats themselves. Like it gets really deep.
Gosh, so much shit to learn. And
yeah. So like the other day, one of the first like rare sats, like one ever, you can look at the floor for a rare sat right now, which there was like, I don't know, it was like a fourth one or something just got happened off of Ordzar or one of the memes or something that was happening. And look at the floor price for those.
So you can sell the sats.
You can sell those individual sats. I can split down. There's some of my sats right now. I guess if I connect my wallet, I'll show you guys.
You guys, does it look for you with the NFTs or NFT, the ordinals you hold?
Yeah, watch this. I'll show you. Okay. So let me show you. So it shows me my inscriptions, but it also shows me my rare sats. So I hold an alpha sat over here, a palindrome, and these all have different like descriptions you can look up and tells you what it is. Like, but the alpha floor right now is actually $12.45 just for that sat. Even though this sat that I hold, which is like my unspent transaction right here, those little sats is only worth in Bitcoin right now worth 37 cents. But if I want the floor for this type of sat is actually $12. So you like, if you ever go to your, like your wallet and you're like, hey, you got like, you go to make a transaction, it's like, hey, you got rare sats in your wallet. Are you sure you want to make that transaction? You may spend those in your UTXOs. This is where you could go. And there's other websites too, like Unistat and others that will allow you to split off your rare sats. Because basically what it does is you have like your UTXOs, you may have like $5,000 in your wallet and it may be all in that one UTXO, all $5,000. You could essentially split that $5,000 apart into different UTXOs so that you could also fire off multiple transactions at once. There's a lot of like layers to this that I'm learning about, but splitting up your UTXOs is a way to go ahead and ensure yourself of minting multiple things too.
I have a sat from November 14, 2010.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, this was like, some of these are like the alpha ones are from July 24th, 2011 is where some of these stats are from. You can see like the history of when this block or these Satoshis were originally minted or way back in the day. But anyway, so like say I wanted to like split these up and things like that, or like I sent like 4,000, I wanted to buy a runestone, but all mine were like in like a giant UTXO and I'm like, I don't want to spend these rare sats or whatever, but I need to get my money back kind of thing. Cause some of those are in those. So this is where I went and actually like split this up. And I don't know if I endorse this at all. These guys could be completely scammers, although I think they're not right now.
Tao Crypto runes to the moon.
Yo Tao, what is up, buddy? Shout out to you. Shout out to RSIC. But yeah, so this is how you could split up your UTXOs. So you can see my ordinals all have UTXOs right now that have a certain number of sats. It shows you the dollar value. Like most of them, like my runestone itself is only 31 cents. And I've split off some of these. But say I wanted
to... So the number you're seeing, is that the total or is that per sat? So you have 463 sats for the runestone. Is it 31 cents times 463 or just total 31 cents?
Just total 31 cents in that UTXO that it's held on to. So like it's not, I'm not holding like my runestone and my runestone holds a bunch of Bitcoin with it, like in it.
Gotcha.
I want to like separate those. Like same thing with these sats right here. If like I had a super rare sat, I would want that in its own thing so I could like, you know, it's 37 cents that we're talking about, not like, you know, I got like some of these have $2 in them, like my common sats, and some of them I think even have like $5, these inscriptions in them. So I wanted to split these up. I could essentially, I could click like an inscription one of one. I could choose, I want to split this up. And from here, I could even break this up even more. And if say I just wanted to go ahead and isolate it. Like I can choose like a low inscription fee, a high inscription fee to make this transaction happen. Like right now, if I wanted to push this through fast, I'd have to spend $36 in gas just to even do any of this, just to split off this transaction.
Damn.
Anyway,
right there.
It was like this. There's a lot of like shit to this. But anyway, this is like kind of deep diving into some of this stuff. There's also ways. The reason I was showing this, though, is there's actually a marketplace these guys have created to snipe UTXOs or like in the mempool. So say somebody gets a really good deal on something and they've sent the transaction out and you want that transaction. You're like, you know what? I want that. You may have paid $1,000 in gas for that. I'm going to pay $1,500. Your transaction hasn't confirmed yet. Let me go steal that from you. And they can do that.
First lose $1,000 and they just and get that transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's straight PvP for real over there.
It's dangerous out there, man. So this
sniper on the blockchain,
and they've got a sniping tool that's gone out over here. Instant snipe over here. You can enter the transaction ID and submit it, and it allows you to snipe for a specific transaction. So you could find like somebody over here on a wallet, right? Somebody's buying a runestone at the current moment, like activity. You could be like, hey, somebody just bought one of these a minute ago. I could go see what's happening over in their wallet, maybe. Look at their activity, and if there was a transaction that occurred with it, I'd have to go look at the, I don't know, I'd have to figure out how to do all this. But anyway, I could go find their transaction, go paste it into that, potentially go snipe it away from them for a better deal. And so that's one of the reasons right now where if you're minting these runes, be very careful on ones that are close to minting out or is getting super popular demand and close to selling out, because there are people that will absolutely steal those from you and you will just be spending your gas money for free and you will lose out on that rune.
It's definitely that's a big learning curve for people trying to figure this out, though. You got to do research in this.
Yeah. Yeah, Wall Street live on BTC. Yeah, there's Wall Street Bets. I saw a few people get front ran on that. Tal, I know you're big on RSIC over here, and I know Jackson was over there talking about it as well. Shout out to you guys for that, man. I need to talk to you. It's been a minute on this stuff. But yeah, those are just some of the things that you can run into. Like, you can etch a runestone, so you can create a new ticker over here. I haven't messed with any of this stuff. You can add a logo and set up a supply, and you can actually etch your inscription over here, and that's how you create a meme coin or a rune.
Is that simple?
It is. That's what I'm saying, is all this stuff is just kind of happening now, and there will be DEXs. There's tons of other things over here, like this guy Ron, another good follow over here if you guys are looking for just people to kind of take a look at. They listed like the 15 best tools. It's kind of hard to fucking read. But different tools and different stuff to use to kind of follow at the moment, if you guys are interested, and where to kind of go. And I'm very skeptical on clicking on any of this shit too. Just by the way, like, you may not want to connect your wallets to any of this shit, especially early on.
Yeah, but you do it for us and tell us how it goes.
Yeah, dude, I was telling you about Rooney Gun, right, yesterday.
Yeah,
Rooney Gun was another one of those ones. Let's see, there it is. This, remember, our Telegram bots that we'll be talking about. Like I said, shout out on Wednesday. But yeah, you can actually, they have a Telegram bot over here for runes. You don't have to deal with any of these like third party, like Luminex or any of these things. You can actually do it through Telegram, and you can just buy directly in here. And this is already here for runes. So there's new stuff being built all the time over here. And it's the world. It's like relearning everything over again is what it is. Like everything we know about what we've done over here on Cardano for these past few years, you're relearning a lot of this stuff. And there's a lot.
I bet that Rooney bot eventually is going to have an airdrop of their own token, because a lot of these bots in Solana are starting to do an airdrop of a token of theirs that's going to be coming out for people who've used their bot throughout the months.
Absolutely. There's gonna be so many incentives for people to go ahead and use different things. And same thing with these different runes, right? Like they're runestones, right? We were talking about what that dog token, right? That dog, the snapshot just happened. The price of the runestone like fell quite a bit, but it was priced in also with what the airdrop was gonna be. But it said, rumor has it several other projects will be airdropping to runestone holders in the future, as well as two less than 10 runes over there. Cool. So holding on to stuff sometimes, even if you forget about it, you may just wake up and have some stuff over in your wallet. So that's what's happening also for some of these pre-runes projects, like RSIC is a good one. There was the other one I wanted to get involved with. Rune Doors today was another one that's jumped up quite a bit. Them and Runestone holders are getting this wolf token as well, like airdrop to them. There's a ton of these that are around right now. An interesting one of mine that I have, which I don't know too much about, but just like fun things like this, is Unchained, and we can talk BitDogs too here. But Unchained was one of the ones. I think I was telling you about this yesterday, TJ. Unchained from like Extra Ordinals. You can click on the back of this, right? And it shows like the metadata of what they've got going on. I have a very common on this one, but the vault, these things can mint. I've got some pending rewards that are going to go live. Mining rewards will be halved and blah, blah, blah. So there's like different projects and new things that are happening here with these like pre-mine stuff. So, I mean, that's something to pay attention to over here. There's a ton of these that are happening.
Well, the BitDogs are the same thing. If you click on the image itself, It will show you how much of their token that's generating each day.
Their bones token, right?
Bones, yep.
Yep. So shout out to Mallet Order also. Yeah, there's no way we couldn't give a shout out to them because we got a whitelist for BitDogs through them, which if you guys...
we got introduced to more than those through them, honestly.
We really do. Look at the floor price of this. It's jumped up quite a bit. It's at 0.04 now. What is it, like $300 bucks?
Yep, really? $300. $330 now.
Yep. Nice. And we minted them, what? I think it was about... mine was about $140, I think, after fees.
I got two of them. One was 120, one was 134. So, yeah.
Okay. There you go. Prometheans from CyberKongs as well. Correct. DeFi, I wish I would have gotten the CyberKongs. There's a bunch of them I wish I would have gotten to, but I'm learning about it, right? Tal said just use a burner computer. I might need to do that, honestly.
Use one of my extra laptops.
I it's been a minute, dude. I need to talk to you, man. But yeah, so shout out to Mallet Order too for the whitelist over there. We were talking a little earlier about like how early they were with stuff, like just kind of the foresight and vision. I know everybody gives them a lot of shit on Cardano, but I wish they, like I said, they have the opportunity to do something. Mm-hmm. And they want to, right? They have a low inscription number, 151 to 172. Honestly, I think they really need to lean into this. And if just a little like Mallet Order alpha over here, if you guys are familiar with Nemesis, she just tweeted something over here. It was interesting to me a couple days ago. She picked up a BTC node. Yeah, I think I should have just went to my page. Here you go. She said they're inscribing something.
Ooh.
Maybe we get some stuff this summer over there from them. I want to say
that'd be dope to airdrop.
Oh yeah. And then if you guys, like we were talking about, just like how early and stuff like they were back in the day, it's just like kind of coincidental. Is this was what it looks so similar, right, to the Runestones?
That's what I was saying.
Like this was originally the soul shards over on Cardano. If you guys were on, isn't it wild? Yes, you can see them right here. This is what got us into Ordinals, and they also have a great alpha chat if you guys are interested in that.
Ordinals chat. Yeah, you said we couldn't mention Ordinals without talking about some of this because that's where the journey started.
And you were able, lucky people like me and TJ and Wunge and a few other people inside of our community all got these from. We put up Rune, right? The free Rune that you earn from your Mallard Duck on Cardano enabled you to get into a raffle to win one of these. There's only 222. Whoever it was got airdropped these for free. These sold in the past for ridiculous amounts of money. You know, as high as like, I don't know, it's like 3,000 something. That's the highest sale. 3,800. 3,888. 39.90. 44.59. Damn.
Actually, I think you bought one pretty high last year too.
I think
you bought one like $31.99. I don't know if I remember the number, if that's it specifically, but
did I buy $3,100? I don't think I bought that high, but maybe.
I thought you did.
I might have bought like $2,500. I don't remember, dude. I have to go back and look. But yeah, anyway, what essentially you could have done with these, right? They look so similar to the runes over here, which is super interesting. To me, I don't know why, it's just
they're inspired by that, maybe.
Doesn't that look crazy similar?
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can burn these. I hope Eddie Z is watching. I think they're syncing up their new node, and hopefully you're getting taken care of over there, man. I really do hope that.
I mean, to be fair, runes aren't exactly like
It was $31.99. I just checked.
All right, dude, TJ. I'm gonna call him. Call my business. Yeah, damn. I spent that much on him, huh? Damn, fuck me. 0.0017 mint for those two. Damn, CyberConks. Damn. But yeah, shout out to Mallet Order. If you guys are interested or want to get involved in that little chat, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they got in store. I really hope they lean into this. I hope they end up doing something over here. It sounds like they may be doing something. I don't know yet what, but I really hope they do something with this. I think, because I responded to, what's his name?
What's his name?
Demos. He said something there over here like that really caught my eye about it. He goes, Word said he missed it. And he said, there will be more. Crypt Keeper has been behind the scenes getting partnerships together for the Rune Ordinal craze that's coming. He wants to make sure to get as many people as many opportunities as possible. He's also getting educational content ready for onboarding, something we have planned.
Dope.
That's awesome. That's good here. Giddy shout up. Out to them.
Hell yes.
Man, I hope so. Because honestly, dude, that Ordinal chat's been popping a lot over there, even more than the regular stuff. So,
yep.
Yeah, and then obviously one of the other things too, if you want to purchase runes on like a secondary market, Unistat.io is a great website to go ahead and do this too. If you wanted to purchase the RSIC, right, that was airdropped to the holders, you can do that. And you can people are able to split these up into different things, and you can buy 4,200 of them at the moment for $64. You can see, obviously, like, imagine you hold a big bag like this and you got $12,000 worth of this stuff. Is somebody going to really buy $12,000 all at once? You may want to split that into something a little smaller. Which I also saw a pro tip to, if you want to do that, you can go to, I don't know, I think you might be able to do it on Unistat. I don't know how to do it over there, but Ordinal's wallet over here, one of the OGs, you can actually go to, I think the runes are over here somewhere. Do I have runes? They're in here somewhere. But you can actually transfer them. I think you might be able to just do it in your wallet, actually. Let's see.
I actually haven't checked my Ordinal's wallet for anything, airdrops or anything.
Dude, imagine TJ has a rune stone in there.
I'd be a little pissed. I probably would have sold it for 78K.
Oh, but now you just got a double drop in there right now.
I know.
But
I don't think I do. I only had one thing or two things in there.
You can actually transfer your and split up your stuff inside of here. There it is. So, like, say you had a bunch of these right here all in one, you get to go ahead and transfer this. I don't know if it's going to let me.
Yeah, Tommy's burning through a lot of topics right now. He's frying my brain too in hybrid family. I agree.
Yeah.
This is a Cardano show.
He just wants the memory dump right now. He learned all this weekend. Now he just wants to dump it out.
Tom, what do you got for us over here? Oh, wow.
Well, just a good example. You know, hey. That's not like the most, it's not the most original piece of art slash thing. You know, that's used quite often.
Skyrim?
Elder Scrolls. Yeah, I mean, they're in Oblivion. They're in Morrowind. They're in all of them.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like I've obviously seen like the runes. It's not just like, obviously, Mallet or any of those, they're all inspired.
I mean,
by
those are like, those are soul gems, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty close, right?
Yeah, very close.
Soulstone
over there,
check
just, you know, not check just, I meant it more is because, you know, we saw the similarities, but I think it's easy for multiple projects to use that because it's just a common theme in that kind of,
yeah,
you know, genre, especially if it fits so well with the Mallet order. Holy shit, is that such a good fit?
Yeah, well. Yeah, if you guys are a little confused over there, I mean, if you got any questions, I mean, we'll try our best to answer or help or answer anything you guys have, or even just walk you back through basics over here. But I don't know. I just feel like we've been like diving. I got so many different like things that are like to do. It's like, I don't know where to start kind of thing. Like the easiest thing to do to start is just to get familiar with the ecosystem. Like Magic Eden's a great site just to kind of see the ordinals, and then they've got, you have a Magic Eden wallet now that enables runes.
Do you actually get any work done at your job?
Question. I've been off for the past week studying. I was at the PTO, so I got a chance to deep dive. Dude, I'm just a multitasker, man. Get a lot done these days. Here, check them.
That's funny to me.
Check it.
Check them. Got any questions, guys? What do you guys been up to? Any other topics? Like,
you're watching Fallout?
There you go. I'm gonna listen to you guys for half a second while I go reload.
It's been great. I've really been enjoying Fallout quite a bit.
I'm actually searching through my
and Shogun.
Shogun's so great, by the way.
Naked and Afraid.
I just watched that show.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I'm actually looking for
watch when I'm like visiting my parents and have to sleep in like the extra bedroom.
That's the only channel that comes in. No, I'm actually looking for my seed phrase for my Ordinals wallet because I want to check it.
I had to find that the other day for my Yoroi wallet.
Why?
I still had some NFTs sitting over there.
Okay.
Just like, you know, like my Wraiths, stuff like that.
I sent all that stuff over.
I hadn't sent everything over. I just hadn't. I had that. I think I had my Cornyn friends over there. And then, like, I think like a Voodoo Brigada is still in there, which is, you know, not worth anything at this point. Some of those projects, I mean, that's where we go. It's something that we hear it in gaming too, lots of times, where some people are all about graphics, but some people are just like, graphics aren't everything. It's funny, yeah. Games that aren't AAA, you know, level graphics, but have good enough gameplay that they're fun. And the amount of projects we talked about early on, when we didn't judge based as much on like utility or even like a real project, like a future business plan. It was just like, damn, their art is good. How is this not doing better? And I remember Voodoo Brigada was a big one where we're just like, oh, but they look so good. And it's like, well, I mean, they're new to nothing. I loved it. I think I loved them partially because I wanted to, because I had missed out on Clay and Baby Alien at that point. And it was still like that early enough run. And I was riding the high, I think, off getting into Yummy. It was like, damn, this one's going to hit hard. This one, they look so good. And then, I mean, what, the floor is like 5.
Yeah.
Rip.
Sneckies, mint. I minted.
I put a little video out too of that mint. I minted. Dude, shout out to Sneckies, dude. Shout out to JK and Bit Wilderness, yep. The whole Sneck community. Dude, I don't know if you, Tom, did you see this video?
They are pumping though.
You see the mint video I posted?
Mint video? I don't think so.
This is on my phone. I just screen recorded this, but this was the actual site right here. And dude, just watch the experience here. Like I said, my quote to this was, the Sneckies mint experience was better than 99% of all mints out there. This is literally on the phone right now, going to mint. Yeah, the whole little graphics is moving. I was in the whitelist phase. I was on my Vesper wallet, kind of connecting. I think I had minted 3 before this transaction, and I did 2 in this one. Just selected my 2, and I kind of cut right ahead, but just approved it right in the wallet right there. And took you to a nice little animation screen while you're waiting, nice and fun. And then this was a really nice little added feature. It's like, oh, what's going on here? And you actually had to tap your screen to mine and break open the thing to reveal your NFT, which I thought I appreciated. It's a nice fun. Little.
I like that a lot.
Like it was like interactive a little bit, just yeah. To kind of see. Dude, big shout out to Sneckies. And I later found out this was built by Knackfish and a team over from, remember Tavern Squad?
Yep.
They're now the Tavern Forge.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it's been a while since we've talked to them. But they actually built the mint experience for this. And it was really fun, interactive. And behind the scenes, I guess this was all done through EndMaker, minting service, which that a big surprise to me. It's been a minute since I've got dealt with the seaplanes over from EndMaker.
I was gonna say, yeah, there's been some like not this is big issues, but yeah, just that kind of stuff, like the annoying captcha, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But I had a great time messing with these. Big shout out to Sneckies and the whole team. The community rallied hard around them too. Did over 1 million volume over in secondary. They had 31 one-of-ones. The one-of-ones were selling for like, I don't know, like 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,777 ADA. They were going nuts. And they're still right here. They've done over 1.4 million now in volume. Have a 259 floor. They minted for 165. They sold out in the whitelist phase, which they over allocated for. They didn't even make it to phase 2.
They crushed that, man, honestly.
Great.
You like to see that at this point in the
absolutely. Market. It's good to see a project mint out, especially that fast.
Yep. And yo, shout out to Impala over here and then a few others that won the whitelist spot over here on that night.
I got a pipe too.
There you go. That's awesome.
I did flip it. I flipped it because I saw that the value in that one.
Nothing wrong with flipping. But the thing that worked with this is that if you put the perspective in there, like the amount of holders of SNEC, which there's like 23,000 plus like holders of the SNEC token, And there's only 7,777. So if you think a third of the holders actually who are interested wanted to go ahead and mint, and maybe mint multiple of them, because you can mint up to five on the whitelist. That supply matched like the demand right there, because there was, you know, the community was there. They had, you know, good art and the community's interactive. Like, it made sense. I kind of underestimated this, to be honest with you. I thought it would take, you know, maybe the 2,000-3,000 of them, and then it might catch wind. They were just like, nope, whitelist phase gone. Which is really awesome to see.
I know, because even I texted you, I was like, I think I can go back in later for more, and then nope, sold out.
How many times have we done that too? It's crazy the times.
Yeah. Like, oh, I was dumb. I went and collection offered a couple of them early on at like 150 something, because I thought I can mint. I wanted to just go re-roll into phase two. And I couldn't even make it into phase two. And then by the time it was done, I'm like, ah, dude, I'm stupid. And it just didn't work out for me.
But big old dummy.
Big old dummy. But yeah, the 101s are really cool. They had some really interesting ones, which these are sitting at a crazy floor. I told TJ, I was like, I almost bought one of the dragon ones like right here at like 4,080, because I had that big gopher sale for the chief. And I almost bought it. And I was like, dude, I don't know. And now looking back at it, I should have. And I could have made a nice little flip on these things.
That ace stack is dope too, dude.
Look at the sales on them though. Like they range any, like recently anything's been selling above 5,000 ADA, which is good money over here in our little blockchain. But the artwork for these is super super clean. They had like some of the Cardano girls, some of their personalities over here. They've got the tight hoodies. There's the fart one right there. Because some classic like ones inside the community. You've got Goofy Crisps. His actual Chill Kong, like, is met into the Snecky.
That's cool.
Right back and forth. This one reminds me of like Earthworm Jim all day.
It does. I love that game.
You got some bad little mini like one.
The lollipop.
Oh, I think is that the petite one? Let's see. Yeah, a little Snecky or whatever. I don't know. There's some of them that were based around different like community members over here. I love the dragon ones. There was like seven different dragons, and one of my favorite ones is actually this one right here. I forget who owns this one. This one's super dope. The Snexilla. That one's really cool.
It kind of gives me like a purple Reptar vibes.
Absolutely. The Kong one works. Like, there's some cool stuff, man. But they did the Predator one too. They did it. The artist and everybody
is really good on this. I really do like these.
Yeah, and that's where also like they checked all the boxes over here, and on top of that they offer mining rewards if you guys are into that kind of thing. They're all the mining crypto that they're doing, which we talked to JK, shout out to JK on that, about crypto Django, was it, instead of Django Unchained, what was the name that for the YouTuber that they're using?
Oh, I know you're talking about. Yes, I can't. Mm-hmm. I think it's something like that though. Django Unchained.
Yeah. Crypto Hands, so they have Omen too. I did see the Omen. I gotta find the Omen one. They also have, actually, what's really cool. So, right, the 101s are really cool, but they also have these ones, which I think, again, to the trolliness and just like the vibe of the community. So, there's different types, right? Like, you have different rarities. Their different rarities are either 101s, there's things called base ones, like there's only 110 of those, and then everything else are just floors. Floor is like the common one. Which I think is great. Like, they're having fun with it. But the base ones are really cool too, because they're different themed things too that you may like notice. Like, there's a derp one right here. There's the Omen one right here. You got like a Jason mask, you got like a little miner, a Ninja Turtle right here. Well, maybe a little Michelangelo vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bee. There's some really cool ones. Bees?
Did you say beads?
Bees?
Dude, among us right there.
Hey, shout out to Lena from Clay Nation. Her green clay got made into a Snecky right there.
Is that a Vegeta there too?
Yep.
I think that's Among Us on the top right there.
Oh, I can see that. Yep. Yeah. There's some really cool ones over here. I like the. I almost bought one of the mummy ones too. I didn't buy one of those for like 1600 or 1300 ADA. I was just messed up on this one a little bit. The whale, right?
You could have got one of those for 1300. You said you're looking at them.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, Tommy, done messed up, dude. Hey, Ron, you got the Mallard Order. The orange tiger.
I do like the duck. The orange tiger stripe one is really cool too. Up a little bit. I saw that one.
Oh yeah, that one. Yeah. There's so many good ones over here. I like the little. I don't know. There's so much fun. Like the mummy ones, the Spider-Man one right here. They have a great. I almost bought the Deadpool one. There was a Deadpool one for like 3200. Where is it? Yeah, right here. I almost bought this one.
That one's sick.
that one.
With the Wolverine claws out of it, too.
I thought for sure this was going to be a one-of-one, and it wasn't. Somebody bought it for like $3,200. Yeah, there it is.
How's it not a one-of-one? There's more dead claws? Or a,
no, these are the base ones over here. Like, yeah, there's only 110 of these. You know what I mean? They have so many cool different ones. They have, like, the stuff from the Plague. They got more dirt stuff over here. There's a ton of references I'm probably missing, but yeah, some really, really cool artwork over here. Shout out to Snackies, dude.
Let me vision. Okay, I'm late. Ruin.
Oh, shit, dude. You might need to rewind back a little bit. We got way too deep into runes, but there's some good stuff here for you.
Fried everyone's brain. And they just
my brain is still baked right now. I can talk about Snackies all day after seeing that. That's simple to me now. After doing all that, just go buy a Snecky. That's easy. NFAFA.
NFAFA.
There you go. Taylor really likes the hockey mask. There you go, dude. Baby Snack. Appreciate that too. DeFi, congrats on the Gopher sale. I saw it. I had no idea it was here. So, yep, that was my chief. I do that all the time. I'll probably get back in eventually. It's just right now, I just like my money. I honestly just wanted to get into runes. That's what I wanted to do. Also, big shout out to Wunge over there for just, hey, somebody was like, yeah, I kind of want to buy a one of one. I kind of want to buy a one of one or something like that for a chief or whatever it was, a royal for 16,000. Somebody's or one of one, and he's like, dude, you get one that's way better than that for that same price. And that's true, six times the rewards. Shout out to that, but yeah, shout out to Snackies over there. Another one that's happening, maybe we'll try to talk more about that next week over there, is Omen.
Yep.
They've also are in the Runestone spirit right now, which they're a female PFP, which is now flipped to the other way over there. Some of them back to back. I think the one of ones are flipped to the left side where the other female ones are flipped to the right. Maybe. I don't know.
You gonna get a few of them?
Oh, yeah. Definitely gonna get me a few.
Are you gonna buy some new ones to change out or no?
So there was a good post that I gotta go look at it because it actually explained there's a difference. So I didn't realize this. Here you go. So one fungible token, there's still 10,000 of the omens, right? Two different size, one male, one female, different rarities. So right, if I hold a omen right now that's rare, if I go swap it to the pay 100 ADA, get a different one, I have potential to get a one of one, I have potential to get a floor. There's no, like, it doesn't, your rarity doesn't translate. So what I didn't know though is that if the males hold the PHTR, your paper hands tax, forever, the females do not get paper hand tax. They get DAO governance, and then everything after that, if you want to switch back and forth between the two, will give you that omni. You'll get airdrop that. The interesting part about like the transition or the DAO governance is that every, like, there's gonna be sub DAOs divided into that, and there's gonna be like different investments or like different directions. Like I was like, Nemo hinted inside of chat, he's like, look, you guys want to take your allocation of there's gonna be like certain allocations for each DAO, maybe, I don't know, they haven't really explained it fully, but say you guys really are big into runes and you guys want, that's what you guys want to focus on, you guys have the decentralized choice to go ahead and invest whatever money is in that DAO to go do that, to split between that sub DAO and go do it. It doesn't need to be on Cardano, you can go do whatever.
That's interesting how that works, and they split whatever they make from that, obviously.
Yeah, they're I'm sure there's a way they found to do it. I don't know, we'll see what happens, but I don't know, they're gonna announce more about this. This happens May 3rd next week. There's a lot. We'll talk maybe a little bit more next week about this.
You can be part of that investing squad. I'm definitely going to be a part of that.
But, dude, the new traits, man, they're like, they got all new stuff they're doing. I really enjoy the Victor's artwork on Omen. Like, they really did a good job on all these. And it's cool to see new stuff. I don't know if you guys saw this over here. So this FFCMC or Fight Force MC, like some all Omen characters over here are going to be a part of this like 3D collection, like turned into this fighting game, which they have like the Plague NFT right now and a few other NFTs on other blockchains. But you look on the left right here, that Plague NFT is now in like a 3D character model. I guess Omens are going to get their own character models to be imported into this fighting game. It's just dope. Like an extra thing.
Yeah, it looks good too.
Yeah, it looks like Killer Instinct. That's what it reminds me of.
I did not DeFi FOMOFO. I saw Ron Swanson tweet about it today. I just didn't even look into it, honestly. I kind of faded it, to be honest with you.
I saw it run up. I saw it and I was like, I just want to go to other. I was in another blockchain mode at the time.
That's where my mindset was. Honestly, I was like, oh, okay, cool. They have a you know, Cardano has a new little meme token now.
It ran up.
Significantly when he posted about it.
That's the power.
Almost
you had
150-200% after he posted. Jack,
366%.
No, but when when he posted it.
Oh, I got it. So that was today at 12 o'clock and it just went boom, 4x.
I'm the Ron token.
Ron Swanson.
Check it.
Yo, what happened to my friend since I bought it when Clark Kent jumped in here?
I got Fwen.
That's what happened to it. Fwen.
Check it.
One thing I need to get back into is I feel like this one really blows my mind and I wish 25, this is basically like back to like the pre-sale price or whatever the hell it was. Maybe no, it wasn't. This is the price I remember watching Hunt when it first launched at it was half of that.
Our joint.
Yeah.
We don't lose until we sell, so just let it ride.
Technically though, like everything's down, but like I mean this is probably when there's the opportunity, right? It's when like you look to buy at certain things if you have a conviction long term, right? Like I see a lot of what's his name, Shilmo Baggins, posting about butane a lot, which scares the shit out of me. Somebody's like, to Shilmo, he's like, how you feeling about OPT and LiFi still? He's like, my thesis has changed. I've sold and moved on. And somebody's like, oh, that's real convenient.
Actually, if you pull up the Dex Hunter or the Hunter Hunt token chart, you go by 1 week.
Which one?
Looks like it's about to do a potential bounce eventually. Hunt.
Oh. GJ, you out here doing some TA on us?
Go to 1 week.
Sure
it's different from mine.
1 week?
Oh, you're on Tap Tools. That's why. I'm on Dex Hunter.
Oh, yeah. I will say Tap Tools is one of the cleanest sites. I don't give a shit if it's on Cardano or not that are out there. Also, TapTax.
That's cool.
TapTax, I bought it. I have an endorsement for TapTax over here.
You're an affiliate for that, aren't you?
I'm an affiliate now at this point. I spent $408 on it. It was like $200 or whatever it was. And I was amazed at how awesome and terrible at the same time of a trader I am. The amount of money I traded versus what I walked away with was insane.
Business show us.
Happens.
No, I ain't gonna do it.
Are you up or down?
I'm up.
Okay, how much percent wise? You can do that at least.
Hold on, I gotta do it on the side of my calculator.
Yeah, I think you can do quick math.
Let's see.
I want to hear the percentage up. That's great. I mean,
I'm up not really that much, really, like 17%.
It's still up though,
but that's from 2021 until 2024. Like,
oh wow,
shit was like really high dollars down to like
all of that then for your taxes this year, the past 3 years. I was gonna say,
no, what I'm saying is, I mean, I reported my taxes for 2023 as I need to.
But what was your percentage from 23, like from a year?
I'd have to, dude, I don't know, man. You're asking me for a lot right now.
You like math and numbers.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Yeah, like talking on video about my tax and return percentage.
I just said percentages.
Tommy, how much numbers did you pay in taxes this year? The IRS is not listening. TJ has not taken a side gig here to match you out for not paying crypto tax.
I'm not asking for just any like
you're with
dollar
the stream. You're with friends.
Cent wise.
With the friends.
You already filed them.
Yeah, he filed them wrong.
You'll never know, TJ.
We're coming after you, TJ or Tommy.
You'll never know, guys. Hey, right. Guys. Pay your taxes, dude.
We're adding up that Jake Paul wallet.
Watch out for Jake Paul, dude.
This is a problem.
We'll do some shit.
I saw the girlfriend token.
Girlfriend. I didn't see girlfriend. When? I haven't been paying attention to anything, dude. Inside of Cardano, outside of like a couple of MTs. So. But then they have like book. But they have like a book, like con, or whatever.
They had a beard token. That's from book.io.
Book.io con. at a thing.
Did they?
Awesome. Yeah. So what's his name? Goose. Whatever.
I didn't see that.
Over there with Charles. I saw a lot of different people, dude.
See you later.
What happened?
I don't know. Maybe think of Adam's. I forget what movie it is. You're going to see a lot of guys, too.
See a lot of girls. See a lot of guys, too. Water boy. What's that? Oh, that's Waterboy. Yeah. I was with my mom and Coach Klein last night. We've gotten to that point in the show, guys. TJ, what are you giving away tonight?
What?
Yeah, me and TJ. Late, TJ. When you,
me and TJ.
Make up for the, you made money last year. You made 17% increase. What are you giving away?
17% off what, though, dude?
I'll give away my Voodoo Brigada tonight.
Tommy will give away 10 BBs. So one.
Give away my Grumpy Bunny.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
The Creative Bun?
Ooh. Shout out to, I'll give you, here. You guys want something? I'll actually give away something. I'll give you a moon blob.
Dude, I'm kind of
pissed. They're back to 17th floor, bro.
Oh, they get up again. Okay, cool.
You bought the top. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I bought the top twice now with you on something.
Hey, sorry you got to be in the trenches, TJ, early on. Taking grenades.
Yeah, I'm taking your grenades.
Whoa, Nelly. Here, you guys want a giveaway? I'll give you a giveaway on Blob. Blame TJ.
You don't show your penis on stream.
On Blob.
That was Wednesday stream.
Whoa. Speaking of Wednesday, all right, TJ, you want to throw that in the little extra thing?
I don't even remember which. What do we use? We use Nightbot or we use StreamYard?
StreamYard.
StreamYard. We upgrade. We upgraded now.
Live it upgrade, yeah.
Check it.
Got it. Wow. Okay. We'll do that one.
Yep. All right. This is what everybody over here is going to about ready to win.
Blamed, Jay.
Guys. Hey, there you go. Blame TJ over here, guys. Here is your official. Let's make it actually official, guys. You ready?
Oh, that's right.
We weren't in this energy. Not ready for this.
You're not ready. You're fucking ready. Come on now. Wake the fuck up. Wake.
So,
what I'm going to need everybody to do is go down into that chat button right now. Like Curly Knox said, blame TJ. He's right, right?
Is he right?
Is he?
I mean, not a hashtag.
It is a hashtag.
Oh, it is a hashtag now.
Curly Knox has the correct one. Either. You can listen. We don't endorse this either. Over here. Saturn swaps a thing.
Moon blobs are a thing. We don't know what's going to happen with that. This is Nefafa.
But you can win one. Hey, it's 17 ADA on Cardano. That's a Rich. Yeah. Oh, that would be a great soundboard. Rich. Get what's his name? Darnell Hawkins, whatever. Rich, bitch. I saw him in Orlando, actually. He opened for Dave Chappelle when I saw Chappelle.
Really?
Yep. We got 63 people that were in the chat. I don't know how many are still here. But, hey, blame TJ. Not Canada.
Blame TJ.
Blame TJ. Blame TJ.
Wow.
Get fucking ready.
Honestly,
we got a few entrances over here. I mean, we got Crypto Hands said blame TJ. I guess, should we blame TJ? Here, I'll type it in there so it looks legit from us. Oh, wait, Curly Knox doesn't look like he's just framing everybody.
Well, you can't even spell it, though.
Oh, blimey. Shit.
Blime TJ.
Ignore that one. Delete that one. All right, next one.
Blime M.
Blom TJ.
Blom.
There you go, guys. This is the official keyword. If you guys are interested, go ahead, blame TJ on here. You'll get a moon blob.
Blob.
Come on now. We scared him away with the runes talk. Hey, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be scared of me away with the news talk.
Yeah, for sure.
My brain's fried.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
I just got to fade away.
That's actually really good. It's not a good with that.
Did it?
Hey, what was that effect you used? What is that effect called?
The megaphone.
Oh, it's megaphone. Okay.
Or the robot.
Yeah, it was like a whisper.
Microphone one. It's very fun. There's a lot of potential with that.
T-Pain?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
But the megaphone said, let's fucking go, guys. Gonna get a 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 50, yeah. He said, blame him, blame him. All right,
we're gonna draw it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's see it.
Daddy, chill.
What the hell is even that?
5, 4, 3, 2.
Come on now. What are we getting? What are we getting? What are we getting? Who's winning? It is D5.
For sure, it almost picked that 35 there.
Congrats, D5. Hey, you were first, not the worst. You won tonight. Shoot us over a good address over in our tickets, and we will go ahead and shoot that blob over to you. Shout out to Saturn Swap. We'll shoot that blob at you, man.
Daddy, chill.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
Guys, hey, we feel some content over here. Any last minute topics? Anything you guys are interested in? Anything we care about? Anything else going on inside the community?
Discussions we're going to save for Wednesday, I think. So, ooh-wee. I mean,
maybe have a guest on.
Hey, we got a guest. What are we doing on? Are we doing something Wednesday or are we doing something Friday?
Wednesday.
Oh, it's going to be Wednesday. Yeah. That's right.
Wednesday.
That means that you guys.
Format change. Wake up.
Oh, yeah. You haven't told them, have you? You haven't told them?
We have not told them. So one thing they're going to want to do is go ahead and
check it
for Wednesdays, guys. I don't know how long this will happen. Maybe some Wednesdays we do, some maybe not. I don't know. But
going into the bowl.
Try it out. Or give it a shot.
Hey, if you guys are a fan of Blake, a.k.a. BC, at 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., you might as well just hang on to YouTube. Because we're going live at 9 p.m. Eastern right after on Wednesdays. Live streaming. We're going to try double live streams. Yeah. We don't only record sometimes on Wednesday.
I feel like Wednesday fills that perfect slot right in the middle of the week, right?
Yep. Yeah, Wednesday's a nice little time. We don't need to edit. Do you guys really care? I mean, obviously, numbers-wise on YouTube, that's a different story. But Friday, like, do you care that something drops on Friday? Or would you, you know, do you rather like hanging on the live streams? Because we kind of like hanging more on the live streams. That's just... kind of where everything's at.
On Friday too, if they want to.
You can check it.
Also, we're branching out more too, not just Cardano all the time.
TJ, yeah, we're doing that. We're not talking about Cardano stuff on Wednesday.
I thought we were doing homemade pasta recipes on Wednesday.
Live streaming of the Yum Yum channel.
There we go.
I need to post in there. Tommy, you're doing pretty good with that for a while. You have a lot of good stuff in there.
I need to.
Ooh, Tommy made some banners. I see.
Bangers and mash. Okay. Curly Knox said double the trouble. Well, hey, if you guys are in meme coin land or like the casino a little bit, you guys have got an Ordinals deep dive, a Runes deep dive tonight with a little Cardano on top. TJ, where are we going on Wednesday?
Solana land. Check it.
Hey, we're going to Salami.
Salami.
Our bags are packed. Are you ready to go?
Yo, hey, you know what I'll say to that? Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Yo, like shout out to the, I don't even know how to say it anymore because it's been so long over in old money.
Don't make us choose. Messi's clear and dark. Oh, you can have one in the other.
Wednesday, I do forget. They always do the live stream over there on, is it at 9 too? Fuck.
Is
rip
because we've had to film before that to get on to make sure we're on for our 9 p.m. slot.
Dude, that is true. Clay's After Dark does have some good stuff. The good thing about Clay's After Dark though is that you can tune in and out, right? Because it like takes us. it takes them about 30 minutes really before they like after they get through all the intro stuff, before they really jump into what it is that they're doing. They just kind of vibe out at the beginning too.
Thursday night live streams.
I was gonna say we can talk behind the scenes. We might be able to pivot to a Thursday instead. Monday, Thursday.
We'll see. I don't know who's doing
Saturday
Thursday
morning
content.
Live streams.
We just need something that gets you guys through the week faster, right? We just don't want to edit.
And myself,
as much.
I need to get through the week as well.
Yeah, that's the real question. Although Thursday's a commitment, but I don't know. We'll see. I guess that would just require a little schedule change.
Thirsty Thursday.
Ooh, okay. Thirsty Thursday. Just tell them what to buy, Curly says.
That's Thirsty Thursday.
Check them.
Check it.
Hey,
if,
yeah.
If we ever make it, I won't announce it, but there'll be signs. There'll definitely be signs.
I'll put like
they're gonna serve
make
sides.
The studio big for you guys. We'll make it even bigger.
But we'll be all in the same room.
Yep, we'll check them.
Check it. No, in this way too. Like we don't, you know, we were talking. I don't know. We didn't tell you guys, the viewers and chat, that you know, branching out outside of Cardano a little bit gives us the freedom of kind of talking with some of these projects on other blockchains too. Get bring them on the show, kind of hear their take on what they have planned for their projects and whatnot.
That's a good point, TJ.
And then you tell them, yo, we don't got Cardano guys. Says, bro, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get it.
Check it.
Check it. Yeah. Coming up with some ammo back at them. But no, man, we're having fun doing what we're doing. We never did this for the money, man. If we did it for the money, we'd be brokies. Farming engagement on X right now. That's where we'd be.
I'm streaming out of my van right now.
That's why you don't want to know what's behind Tom right now. He's in prison. His cellmate's getting pissed. It's getting late right now. Check him. No.
We have to fill his commissary back up, Tommy.
My roommate in there, she's getting real mad. No. She's probably sleeping right now at this point.
You're about to have an extra roommate that's going to get mad at you.
Dude, I'm got all kinds of roommates.
You can't be loud anymore.
Right, how's that work?
Oh, yeah. The loud part's going to be tough. I need to soundproof the rest of this room. Check him.
How close is your future roommate going to be?
My future roommate. Earmuffs? What happened?
It's on the baby. Earmuffs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get earmuffs for her. It's, a little less, like, just under 2 months.
No. I'm saying, what room are they going to be in?
Probably the one next to that.
Oh, probably where I'm sleeping. Like, in that room. To start.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
To start it. I don't know. I'm worried about baby stuff, dude.
No. You're right. Yeah, that's right. The bassinet next to you. That's right.
I'll be up every 2 hours. Just degenerating with you guys at late nights. I don't know, man. Transactions per sec over there. Ooh la la. I like that. Yo, I don't know what's going on in chat right now. But something's happening. I like Thursday, although I kind of like Thursdays as like a day off.
It is pretty nice. We have that kind of ingrained now. We'll figure it out. We don't need to be doing this. This is a behind the scenes look right now, but we don't need to be doing this right now.
Yeah, you guys are getting live looks at it, but we've been having some fun. Shout out to everybody over here jumping in there. If you guys found this informative, if you guys enjoyed the content, we don't even plug ourselves anymore, but we might as well. Make sure to hit that like button down in the description there. It helps us out. Oh, TJ, I was ready just to do a nice little plug. Now you gotta make me just get a little
aggressive over here because
we're getting into motherfucking rocking it up on the
back end. You guys want megaphone? I'll give you megaphone tonight. Shout out to everybody
over in chat. Shout out to our winner DeFi FOMO Foe for his blob. You've gotten blob.
Daddy, chill.
We're gonna go ahead and play out.
We'll see you guys next. 2 days, Wednesday, Dilly Dilly.
That's a little alpha.
What the hell is even that?